chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God. Boy, that's something. The grace of God. Look at me there, Brother Kendall. John 1, 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Genesis 6, 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Then you can find that same grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Hebrews 4, 15. I'm just saying a few words about that grace. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I quoted that verse to get to verse 16, last verse in Hebrews 4. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. Now, if you're saved, everybody look at me. If you are saved by the amazing, marvelous, glorious, wonderful, magnificent grace of God, then verse 12 teaches us how to live in this world. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly. I don't criticize. Nobody takes NyQuil. I don't take NyQuil. It's got too much alcohol in it. Now, you make and get NyQuil. Don't have it in there. And that's good. I don't even take NyQuil. Soberly, righteously, and
thank
godly wrath in this
for
present world. That's the reason why everybody look at me. That's the reason why we don't have too many people real excited about the coming Lord. Because there's not too many of us living like verse 12 teaches how to live. Now, if you're saved by the amazing, marvelous, glorious grace of God, and if you're living like verse 12 teaches us saved folk to live, you're looking for somebody. Looking. Look at it now. Got your Bible open. Looking. What you're looking for? Blessed hope. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Look at last verse. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise thee. So that gives every God called, God sent, man of God right to preach on the subject I'm preaching on today. Amen. Now 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved of the Holy Ghost. Ain't that good? I think I'll read that again, but first, 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecies came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now 2 Peter 3:1. We need to get, if you're saved,
amen.
How many folk are saved?
Amen.
We need to get stirred up.
Yes, sir.
2 Peter 3:1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up. We need to get stirred up. I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
Amen.
Ain't that something? Verse 3. 2 Peter 3:3. Look at it now. 2 Peter 3:3. 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. We've got plenty of them. walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of the creation. Did you catch that there? Did you get it? Amen. Absolutely. Scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise? Where is the promise of his coming? Got that? Them King James Bibles, raise them up. There's your promise. Come on now, raise them up good and high. Where is the promise of his coming? Got it right there in that King James Bible. It's full of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've got it right there, friend. Ain't that wonderful? 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All Scripture. All Scripture. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. What for? Doctrine. What? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Wonderful. I'm going to try to answer that today. Where's the promise of his coming? Amen. Right here in this King James Bible, we've got it for you. And if each individual today, will be obedient to the Holy Spirit and not quench him, not grieve him, not insult him, no telling what God could do in this service today. No telling. You can be seated. Amen. Matthew 24:35, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord endure forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. James 1:18, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even dividing the son of the soul, the spirit, the joints and the marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I want to talk to you about four things today. Number one, I want to talk to you about the promise of his coming. Number two, I want to talk to you about the signs of his coming. The signs of his coming. Is everybody listening? I want to talk to you about the signs of his coming. And if you've got your Bible, just kindly follow me along in the scriptures. John 14. John chapter 13. He told his disciples, his apostles, how that one of them was going to deny. How that one of them was going to betray. And how that he was going away. Their hearts were heavy. We probably got folk here today with heavy hearts. Got some good news for you. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Many mansions, not rooms. Quite a bit of difference in a mansion and a room. In the Father's house are many mansions. I like the way King James Newman translated that out of the Greek. And notice now, follow me close now, John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, there was not anything made that was made. So, when he said it, in the Father's house are many mansions, that's final authority. There wasn't a mansion there that he didn't know about. Amen. Oh yes, in the Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And It's prepared. John saw it, Revelation 21. He said, now, if I have to make the crossing today while I'm preaching, I'm going to my Father's house. That's where I'm going. I'm going to hell. Oh, yes. I'm going to hell. 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if earthly house this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so then being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Verse 8, 2 Corinthians 5:8, forever settles where our loved ones are that's died in the Lord. We're covered, I say then, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, where's he at? Colossians 3:1, he's everywhere. But if you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. That's where our loved ones are. Notice now, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. I will come again. I will come again. Jesus is coming again. I wish we could get real excited about it today. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. And he may come back before this service is over. He may come back before this service is over. I wonder if anybody's got a verse of scripture. You can stand up and quote it or read it. You got a verse of scripture in the King James Bible that would have to be fulfilled. That would have to be fulfilled. That would hinder Jesus from coming back before this service is over. I'd like somebody to stand up and read it. Or quote it. Don't see nobody standing. No. You know why? There's not any. This may be the day. Jesus is coming again. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. They're walking out, Brother Bobby, they're walking out along the slope of Mount Olivet or Mount Olivet. He's fixing to go back to heaven now. Acts 1:9. They ask him. Or verse 8 said, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He says, not for you to know the times or the seasons which he has put in his own power. And it happened. It happened. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood with them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up in heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up in you into heaven, shall so come is in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. He's coming. Jesus is coming. Hey, Jesus is coming again. Hey, Jesus is coming again. Well, it's possible this fifth Sunday night we may observe the Lord's Supper. And if we do, 1 Corinthians 11:26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. He's coming for him. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. He came the first time, right on time. And he'll come back after us right on time. Is it Galatians 4:5? Came the first time, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them which are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He came the first time, right on time. Between 94 and 96 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And Mary being great with child. No doubt the devil and his devil said, she'll never make him. We're going to mess that prophecy up. She'll never make it to Bethlehem. It was prophesied that he would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. He couldn't have been born nowhere else. He couldn't have been born nowhere else. Probably a donkey. Could have been a camel. What about traveling between 94 and 96 miles? Been great with y'all. When they got to Bethlehem, there's no room. No room for him. No room. When they got to Bethlehem, think about what a humble place, what a lowly place our Savior was born. Out there with animals. Born in a stable. Not born in a manger. He is born in a stable in Bethlehem of Judea. And Mary wrapped up God. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and she laid him in a manger. That's where it's prophesied he'd be born. That's where he's born. Every prophecy, everything in this Bible will be fulfilled to a jot and tittle. Every bit of it. Amen. For as often as you drink this cup, as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. He's coming. Jesus is coming again. And the question I want to ask you, if he comes back today, are you prepared? If he comes back today, have you got what it takes? Everybody look at me. If he comes back today, have you got what it takes? Will you hear the shout? Will you hear the voice of Archangel? Will you hear the trump of God? Or will you be left? He's coming. And all at once, when he comes back after the blood washed, the regenerated, the born from above, the only ones that will hear the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, the saved folk. Now when he comes back to Revelation, and we come back with him, Revelation 1:7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and ever I shall see. Now when he comes back after church, oh no, friend, no. God help us. Now, used to kind of bother me a little bit. Folk had asked me where I was from. For a little over 20 years, me and Jimmy lived in the big town of Resac. And if you was having a good spiritual conversation and you was coming south on 41 or coming north on 41, you could pass through Resac and never know it, be halfway to Calhoun. And if you was going north, you could be halfway to Dalton. Never know it. So it kind of used to bother me when folk would ask me, where are you from? I'd say, Calhoun, Georgia is our county seat. That's what I'd say, Brother Jamie. But it dawned on me one day. It dawned on me, Brother McCracken. One day for our conversation, did you get that? Philippians. Is that Philippians 3:21? That's our citizenship. It doesn't really matter where all of me.
Amen.
Is everybody listening? It's where I'm going.
That's right.
Citizenship.
Yes, sir.
Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity.
Amen.
And purify unto himself a peculiar people. Zealous of good works for our conversations in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. How's that last verse? Who shall change? I want to get that right. I got on another verse. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, whereby he's even able to subdue all things unto himself. Amen. Colossians 3:4 now. Let me get verse 1, 2, and 3. If you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth the right hand of God. Set your affections. Set your mind. Don't worry about getting so heavenly minded that you'll be of no earthly use. Don't lose no sleep over that. What me and you need to be concerned about is getting so worldly minded, so materialistic minded, that we'll be of no heavenly use. That's it. Amen. Yes. Don't worry about the other. Don't lose no sleep over that. Is everybody listening? If you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections, set your mind on things above. Because this world is not my home. My conversation, my citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. If you then, being risen from Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sat at the right hand of God, set your affections. Set your affections, set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. For said you're dead, and said your life is hid with Christ in God. And if you're saved for the devil to get you, he'd have to go up there and get Jesus off the right hand of the Father. He'd have to get God off the throne. He'd have to go through the blood. And if he could do all of that, he'd be a saved devil. Yeah. Amen, friend. Come on now. Get with me.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. That's it, friend. And verse 4 said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I want to ask you a question, but Theodore, what does that verse mean? And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9, for God hath not appointed us unto wrath. Or 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9. Much more then, being now justified,
but
we shall be saved from wrath through him. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9, for God hath not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the word, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the face of the earth. What's even four verses right there teach us if you're saved? What's it teach us? That I'll not be here for 1 second of Daniel's 70th week. Not a second. Paul didn't say, I'm looking now. I'm looking for Daniel's 70th week. And at the middle of the week, he's going to come back and get church. No, he said, I'm looking for the blessed hope. And the glorious appearing of the great God nurse. Now, if you're saved, that clearly teaches that me and you will not be here for 1 minute of Daniel's 70th week. And I may have to die a martyr's death if Jesus don't soon come. I'm not looking for things to get better. I'm looking for things to get worse. And that don't mean we can't have revival either. Amen. You follow me? 1 Thessalonians 2, 19, 20. We're moving on, all right?
Yes, sir.
For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing are not even in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and his coming. For said ye are glory and joy. Paul said, when I stand before the judgment seat, I'll be, be rejoicing over the ones that you let me win while I was in Thessalonica.
Hey.
1 Thessalonians 3, 13. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable, in holiness before God, even our Father. What's that say, Brother Clayton? At the coming of our Lord Jesus with us, all of his saints, all of them, all of them. All of them that's going on to be with him, he's going to bring every one of them back with him. And the right body will get, the right soul will get with the right body. There won't be one mix up nowhere. How wonderful. Now I'm moving along, Brother Milton. I come to 1 Thessalonians 4. I'll start reading in verse 13. Paul said, but would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, talking about the body. Nothing sleeps about the saved or the unsaved, but the body. There's no such thing taught in the King James Bible as soul sleep.
That's right.
No such thing.
Yes.
Nothing sleeps but the body.
That's right.
That's all. You follow me? But it would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. See, we're not in the dark. That dad, mom, all of my uncles and aunts on both sides, large family on my dad's side, large family on my mother's side, they've already gone on. I'm not in the dark about where mama's at and where daddy's at. I'm not in the dark. Are you listening? And if your loved ones were saved, you're not in the dark either.
That's right.
2 Corinthians 5:8, we're comforted, I say then, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning more jams half this afternoon. No, friend, where Brother George McDougall's at, where Brother Hubert Goss is at, where Sister Frances Goss is at, where Brother Louis Carney's at, where Brother Bramlett, Mrs. Bramlett's at, and your loved ones that's died in the Lord, we're not in the dark. Oh no, friend, we know where your daddy's at. That's it. Amen. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. He didn't say if you mean you're not sorry, but it said that you sorrow not. Even as others which have no hope. 1 Corinthians 15:19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Romans 5:4-5, in patience experience and experience hope. And hope make them not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. What are you looking for, Paul? I'm looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, how many of you believe that? Stand up. John 19:30, just remain standing a minute, that'll help you. John 19:30, when Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he said, it's finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Luke 23:46, and when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. His spirit went back to God. Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, prepared his body for burial, put it out there in Joseph's tomb. But how do you like that? Matthew 12:40. Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. His spirit went in the heart of the earth. His body went in the heart of the earth, but his soul.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 4, he descended to the lower parts of the earth, and he that descended, he ascended back upon high and led captivity captives, and he gave gifts unto man. Yes. Moses and Elijah, Moses saw him. Kindly, somebody I think that they might have been throwing at me. And no man hath ascended up to heaven. That's what Jesus said. But he that came down from it, either the Son of Man which is his name. But I got that.
Straighten them out, dude.
I got that straight, Brother Pat. No man hath ascended up into heaven, but Elijah was taken up. He didn't ascend up. Come on now, get with me now. Come on now. Amen. Amen, friend. Hallelujah. He is taken up into heaven. As sure as you're standing here, he was. Amen. When Moses and Elijah appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses representing the saints that's died in the Lord. Elijah, if he comes back today, representing us that's still in him. Hallelujah. And when Jesus descended in the lower parts of the earth, if Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. When he come walking in down there where the Old Testament saints were, no doubt Moses said, that's he. Said, I saw him on the mountain of transfiguration. He's come to get us. Hallelujah. Matthew 27:50-51. But when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, he gave up the ghost, or he yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple. It was rent and twanging from the top to the bottom. The earth did quake, rocks rent, graves were open. Many bodies of the saints which slept arose, came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto men. How would you like to have been a citizen of Jerusalem? How old are you now, Brother First?
61.
Say you was born and reared and raised in Jerusalem. In the day that Christ arose, them Old Testament saints, you saw a lot of strangers in town. You said, I know this is a large place and a lot of people, but what about all these strangers? I haven't heard of no special event or anything. You went up and shook hands with one of them, and he said, I'm Isaiah. I just got up out there a few minutes ago. Went over there and shook hands with another, and he said, I'm Elijah, or I'm Moses just got up out there a few minutes ago. Just well say amen, friend. Said he appeared unto many. What are you going to do with that? Amen. You going to believe it? Amen, friend. Amen. That's right, friend. Amen. He's coming, friend. Jesus says, you need to get real excited about it. I mean, get so excited you can hardly even stand yourself. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it, friend. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, you can be seated. Even so, them also which are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain on the coming Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and every blood washed, regenerated, born from above, Son of God's going to hear that shout. With a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Because they got a little bit farther to come. 1 Corinthians 15:42. Get me 1 Corinthians 15:19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. But now give me the next verse. But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that sleep. For since the man came death, the man came also the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits. And they that are Christ at his coming. If you was planning on going out on the first load, you missed her for nearly 2,000 years. First fruits is already gone. Main harvest. Don't worry. I've got all these points. If I can finish this, it'll be a miracle. I can get to them other three later. So don't you worry. Don't you get real nervous about what time you're going to get out. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't that wonderful? Dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Corinthians 15:42. It's all sorts of resurrection of the dead. Is that what it says? It's sowed in corruption, be raised in incorruption. Sowed in what? Dishonor, be raised in glory. Sowed in weakness, be raised in power. Sowed a natural body, he'll be raised in spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Oh yes. Grab a hold of old Brother Nick's if he comes back today, and our loved ones, but Hubert Lim. Them corrupt bodies puts on incorruption. Sold in corruption, be raised in anger. Sold in dishonor, be raised in glory. Sold in weakness, he'll be raised in power. It is sold a natural body, it's raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Amen. Now I'm at 1 Corinthians 15:51. If I can finish this first point up, or halfway finish it up, it'll be good. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold. Boy, it's a blessing. This is the only pew comment in the world that makes the pew without a lumbar back. Only one, son. That lumbar back. And what a blessing. What a blessing. These pews, this carpet, this central air, central heat. Back when I was a little boy, you seldom ever even seen a house that was underpinned. Very little insulation. Them cold nights in northwest Georgia. Listen. Put on all the cover you'd have, so much cover on you couldn't even hardly turn over. Is everybody listening? Have on so much cover you couldn't even hardly turn over. Water'd freeze in the water bucket so thick you'd have to put it on the wood cook stove to get the dipper out. Now God's blessed us. God's blessed us. We ought to be so thankful. We ought to be so grateful for the transportation he's blessed us with, the houses he's blessed us with, and all these benefits that he's blessed us with, the cars that he's blessed us with, the trucks that he's blessed us with. We ought to be more thankful we've ever been.
Amen.
But I'm afraid God's blessed us so we've kindly took it for granted, and you don't see too many people real excited
That's
about
right.
the coming of the Lord.
That's right, preacher.
I see it. Amen.
Amen.
Shouldn't be that way. We should be more thankful.
Yes, sir.
More
You're
grateful
right.
for all these benefits.
Yes, sir.
God's
Amen.
Blessed us
Amen.
With.
Amen.
For if we believe, Paul said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which are asleep in Jesus, what God bring with him. For this way say unto you, by the word of the Lord, read this along with me, quote it along with me, that we which are alive and remain unto the come Lord. Paul believed he'd be living when Jesus came back after church. And if Paul believed he'd be living, I see nothing wrong with a Christian standing up and testifying and saying, I believe I'll be living when Jesus comes. And Paul believed he'd be living. I don't see nothing wrong. Wrote 14 books of the New Testament. And probably the greatest Christian outside of the Lord Jesus. One of the greatest that's ever walked on planet Earth. And if he believed that, he'd be living. I don't see nothing wrong with me and you believing that. Later to verse 16 now. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. I guess I better slip over there and get that 1 Corinthians 15, don't you think? 51 through 58.
Hey, yes, sir.
Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. But I'm going to reveal this unto you. Mysteries of truth that hadn't been revealed yet. We shall not all sleep. All the bodies of the saints of God won't be somewhere sleeping, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For said what? The trumpet shall sound. Dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible. Incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that's written. What a saying. Death, you never know when it's going to strike. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death. 1 Corinthians 15:26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And if he comes back, Brother Bobby, while I'm preaching today, I'm going to shout as loud as I can. I'm going to say, oh, death, where's thy sting? And our loved ones that's going on to be the Lord, they're going to say, oh, grave, they're going to say, you ain't got a thing on us. He ought to have been out here when this old corruptible body of mine started putting on incorruption. You'll never know how it felt. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, man, friend. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Sting of death is sin. Strength of strength is the law. But thanks be unto God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Knowing that all of this is going to come to pass, Brother John. Knowing that every bit of this is going to be fulfilled. What should me and you do? Somebody tell me. What should we do? Last verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Galatians 6:9, Lord help me, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. How do you think we're doing? 1 Thessalonians 5:1. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write on you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as shall fall upon a woman child, and they shall not escape. I don't want to ever stop there. No, friend. A lot of people say, well, we can't know the hour or the day or maybe the week or the month. But that don't mean that a spirit-filled sign of God. They know. They know that we're on the last leg of the journey. That's right. We're on the last leg, Brother Bobby. We're in them last few verses of Revelation 3. And we're pulling out and forward. John said, after this I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven. What'd you hear, John? A door, and the first voices that I heard, he said it was a trumpet. A trumpet talking with me. What'd he say? But y'all said, come up hither?
Yeah.
And I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. That's when we're checking out right there. We're checking out Revelation 4. And we're going to come back in Revelation 19. I'm going to leave much faster than Superman.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back like the Lone Ranger.
Amen.
I'll have me a white horse, friend.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to come back riding, buddy, on a white stallion. Coming back. That's it, boy. Amen. I never have been much for horseback riding. My boys did. Not me. But I'm not going to be afraid to get on that big white stallion, buddy. I'm going to mount him, buddy. We're coming back at the revelation. Riding on. What color are they? White. White horses, friend. Don't try to spiritualize that either. White horses. We're coming back at the revelation, friend. Battle of Armageddon is going to take place. And then he's going to set up his kingdom. He's going to restore everything back just like it was before Adam and Eve failed. And you'll see a little bitty boy or a little bitty girl coming down the trail. Instead of having a collie dog or a Spitz or a German Shepherd, have a lion with a whisker saying, "Come on, boy. Come on." Have a diamondback rattlesnake around this arm, cottonmouth water moccasin around this, and a little coral snake in his hand. It'll be the millennium. You don't have to worry about it. Just reach up and get your apple. You won't have to worry about whether it's got any rotten places in it or not. No worms or nothing. What a day. Just go up to one of them plum trees and just bore you a whole one of them. Sucker out, buddy. It'll be the millennium. Amen. Oh, yes. Won't be a crooked tree nowhere in the forest. I remember when Uncle Floyd back there got saved. If he's here today, I remember when Uncle Floyd got saved. He came to that altar over yonder in this church in our building over here. And he said, "Y'all not going to leave me. Y'all are not going to leave me." I'd probably preach along this line. Don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. I know some of you's thinking about marriage and children and all of that. But get your affections. That's good. That's normal. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Just go ahead and do that. But keep your eyes on the north.
Amen.
Amen. Keep your eyes on the north. That's where heaven is, friend. Sides of the north. That's a pretty good old song. When he splits the eastern sky, there ain't one thing wrong with that. That's not scriptural. For as the lightning cometh out of the west, even and shineth even, as the first lightning cometh and shineth also, as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth also into the west. I don't mean he's coming back from the east. That means it'll just be that quick. It'll be that sudden. Amen. And he may come back from the east, but that scripture don't mean he's coming back from the east. Oh no. That song said when he splits the eastern sky. Oh yeah, sounds good, don't it? Sounds real good. Oh yes. Amen. I'm back in 1 Thessalonians 5 and finishing up. But ye brethren, you're not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of the light, the children of the day. Said, you're not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Well, so you and your family here and all these 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 children. You said, Brother Allen, we're going to try to come down and visit you one day next week. We want to come down and see you. I heard you was going to be in Cleveland. You're going to be close to home. And so I stay around the house and I watch for you all day Monday and you don't come. Well, then Tuesday you don't come, and Thursday, but I'm still looking for you all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday. And you finally make her in on Saturday, Brother Bobby Arnold. Hey, if I'm still looking for you, you're not going to surprise me. Not going to overtake me as a thief. Come on now. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God, friend. Is that it? But ye, beloved, you're not in darkness. Is it, but ye, brethren? But ye, brethren, you're not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. In the day, we're not the nightmare of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch. Be sober. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He's coming. Jesus is coming. I used to preach on that ark quite a bit. Miss Alice Nix said, you keep on preaching that. I said, maybe someday you'll get her built. He's coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. And it may be, sister, sir, before this service is over. And you'll be feeling great again. You'll be young again. Won't that be something? How wonderful. Well, where we at, Brother Clayton? Are we at Hebrews 10:37? For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. 1 John 2:28, now little children, abide in him that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, not be ashamed before him that he's coming. Well, I believe David got saved coming back from him and Brother Lamar going up to Bob Jones University to get her 10. I guess it's been, could have been 15 years ago. And I thought David got saved when Brother Robert Taylor was over here preaching. But David been praying, if I'm not saved, said, make it rough on me. And Lamar likes to go through the country. When they got down to the Gainesville exit with the tent and everything, Brother Lamar, he headed through Gainesville. And Tate, Jasper, David stayed on the super slide.
Oh, yeah.
And somewhere on that interstate, David got under such conviction, he thought he's having a heart attack. Pulled up in a service station, gas station yard. Realized what it was. It was conviction. And got saved. And he got home about 11:30 Saturday night. He called. And he said, Daddy, I just got saved. I said, you and Gwen, come on over. We're going to celebrate tonight. We'll probably celebrate it. Jimmy and Gwen fixed the meal. We probably celebrated to 2 or 3 o'clock. We had a time, boy. David. Well, Samuel's saved now. David saved. Hannah's saved. Mama's in heaven, Daddy's in heaven, and Jimmy's dad, Mom's in heaven. Most all of my loved ones are already up there. And I may be checking in for more. And if I do, they'll all be over there waving when the angels drops me off. Welcome home, son! Welcome home! I'll say, hallelujah! They'll say, how'd you make it? I made it for grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing good that I've done. No. Well, Jude verse 14. Jude also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these sayings. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. See if that's right. Jude verse 14.
Yes, sir.
10,000s, Brother Denver. What's it say?
Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000.
10,000. That's all I've made. That's why. That's why. That's totality.
Yes,
that's why John Newton wrote that song. When we've been there 10,000 years.
Not forevermore.
They tried to change it. They've tried to change a lot of them songs, messed them up. Them old songs. It's wonderful.
Yes, sir.
James 1. Is it James 5, 7, and 8? I'm about through, everybody. Don't get nervous. James 5, 7 and 8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it until it receive early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. It's near and it's ever been. Revelation 3:11. How's that read? Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Is that it? Revelation 22:12, I'm about through. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his works shall be. Is that it? Revelation 22:12. How's it read?
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his works.
So I quote it right.
Got it.
Good, thank you.
Yes.
Revelation 22:20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Brother Ellis, if we was as close to the Lord as the beloved John was, he didn't say, wait a little longer, please, Jesus, a few more days, I've got loved ones lost to get them in. What in the world am I doing to get them in now, Brother Morrison? He said, amen. He said, so let it be as thou sayest. And Brother John, how many of us could pray that prayer, even so come, Lord Jesus? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody looking, pianist, organist, it's coming. Well, it didn't get too far again today. I believe I went as far as the Lord wanted me to. Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.